Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to you. How you doing? Hey, handsome, what's up? Well, today we'll be talking about just anything that comes to my mind, really, because sometimes you plan your show a certain way, but that's not the way that it's going to turn out. I intended to talk about my sister, which I will at some point in the show, but when you are a DJ, you're also a minister in one way or the other because you have a certain impact on the audience, you know. And we have to recognize the messages that we need to send across to the fans whenever God shows us the signs. Well, it so happened just shortly before the show that my daughter came in here. She was so upset. I mean, really, really upset. And I was like, Sharni, what's wrong with you? And she said, Mona, I went to the front desk to get a cookie, and the lady at the front desk was there filling up the bottle with the cookies, huge bottle, you know, and she said, I waited until she filled it up, and then I asked her for a cookie, because the cookie is there for everyone, you know, and she said, that's when the lady turned to her and said, I can't believe this. Just to think that she tempted her with a cookie, had her watching her the entire time, packing the cookies, then turned to her and said, you won't be able to get any cookies until next week, Wednesday. So Sharni was like, next week, Wednesday. They called me Mona, so what? She said, Mona, next week, Wednesday, before she wants me to get that cookie. And then I started to think about you. I started to think about my friends, my fans. You know, there are certain things that's right in front of you that you know that you're entitled to. And there are the people that are supposed to give it to you. Because I'm sure if I want to be a brat and I go to the supervisor is going to say, oh, the cookie is there. You want to have a cookie? Sure. You know, but it's the same thing happening in your life. There are certain things that you are entitled to that is yours, but there is someone that think they are in charge. They think, but they have yet to recognize that. No human being on the face of the earth is in charge of your life. The only person that is in charge of your life is Jesus Christ, because God gave them the authority to have say over your life. Other than that, your mama, your papa, your wifey, your husband, your brother, your sister, ain't nobody. Your friend, your enemy, ain't nobody has a say over your life. I realized long time ago the secret, the greatest secret to success. First, you have to see that thing that you really, really want, that you know without a shadow of a doubt that you are entitled to. Just lay down. See that thing before you. Before you can get anything in the physical world, you first have to retrieve it from the spiritual world. How do you go about that? You first have to close your eyes. Enter into that world. Leave your body. See yourself walking, walking as if in a dream. Walk up to that very thing that you want. Take your hands. Hold it. If someone has it, see that person in front of you. Walk to them and say, this is mine. Take it from them. Thank them for all that they have done for you. If they feel like they owe you something, and walk out of dreamland with that thing. The Bible even tried to show you this secret by letting you know that you should think about things, you know, that are good. You know, imagine these things. God goes back to tell you, do not imagine a vain thing. You understand? Focus. Books, they're writing so many books out there trying to tell you how to be successful. There's just one key. Why should there be many keys to a building? I have done it. I have done it over and over and over again, and it worked for me. It is so effective in my life and visioning things that I want to happen, and they happen. It is so solid in my life that I wish for homelessness, and I got it more than I bargained for because of the energy that I possess, the energy that want to have certain things. You are entitled to success. Do not settle. Why should you? It's not everyone that is born to be successful, I'm sorry to say. It's only some of us. And the ones amongst us that are born to be successful, they know. For example, I know without a shadow of a doubt that I will be a great woman and that my footprints will be left on the face, not of the earth, but of the universe. What about you? Do you see that success? Do you feel it? Do you know that it is supposed to be yours? Do you know that? Once you get that, do you have dreams? Let me stop for a moment. Do you have dreams? If you have dreams, goals, aspirations, if you are the type of person that someone loves to tell you that you daydream too much, and if you're the type of person that sometimes you're talking about your dreams, it seems to be so unrealistic, well, you are definitely someone that was born to be successful. What about this show? Are you the type of person that will, you know, without even not really caring, can say, Mona, I think you ought to do it this way or you need to do it that way. If you are that type of person, you were born to be successful. How about if you were doing this show and you did it a way that is different from the way everyone else does their show? That also shows that you were born to be successful. Now, I realize that when parents have children, some of them, they have their favorite amongst the entire lot. And they, in their hearts, whether you know it or not, they're saying, you know, I want the light-skinned one to be successful. And they wish for it. They pray for it. And some of the times it happens because what really happens here is they invest more money in the child that their heart yearns for. And so that child becomes successful, and people are quick to say that that child had the blessing on them. No, maybe that particular child had more opportunity than you. But my grandmother always said, mother has, father as, blessed is the child that has his own. I'm one of those children. I mean, my mother came to Otterias and watched me perform at the little pub when I was like 15 years old. And I'm talking about one of the first time that I got to meet her. This was like the second time that I saw her in life. And after she saw me perform, she was so excited. It was a surprise. I didn't expect to see her. And I was happy to see her in the crowd. And she was so excited when I finished performing. And she put her hands around me and she said, and I'm going to tell you just like, I can't really talk it like that, but I'll try to say it in American. She said, I will sell my last undies just to make you into a superstar. I was like, wow, my mother believes in me that much? But wait a minute, let me tell you what happened. So my mother said, come on, Venice, you don't need to work and perform here anymore. Come on home. In a few months, I'm going to send for you to come to America, and I'm going to make you into a superstar. I'm going to be your manager. I'm going to spend, if it's the last dime, for you to become a superstar. Okay? So I left the little pub, my music family. I was also pregnant at the time while singing at the little pub because I got pregnant at a young age. My oldest son is 30 years old, so you do the calculation right there. And so my mother brought me home, back home to my grandmother, and the next day she was telling everybody about, you know, how she had this child with this great talent, and I was like, wow, it's good to be home. The next day my mother got up and she said, Benice, I need you to teach your brothers and sisters how to sing. I said, She said, you don't understand what I'm saying? What is so hard about what I'm saying? I mean, the lady changed. I said, teach them. How do you teach someone to sing? She said, you can do it. You can teach. I have to laugh. You can teach anyone anything. So I ended up with these dumb brothers and sisters trying to teach them to sing. And, I mean, it was like dogs barking, you know, like when wolves making sound. It was totally off. But my mother came in the room, and she looked at us, and she said, why are you in the middle? I said, because I'm the leader. She said, I need for you to go to the side. So I went to the side, and she said, Emily, you step in the middle. You are going to be the leader of this group. I said, Emily cannot sing. When you can have an harmonizer in the background or to the side and get away with it, you cannot put a leader in the front, someone who cannot sing. And that goes to show that my mother did not want to accept the fact that God had given me the talent and that I would be the great one in the family. She would not accept that. And as young as I was, a voice said, neither do you have to accept it. So I said, Mom, I don't want to be a part of a group. I want to sing by myself. And that's when she said I was selfish, but all I know, the entire group broke up. And there comes a time when you can't think about whether people think you're selfish or not. What is yours is yours. And I thank DJ Kool AD for inspiring me this morning and letting me realize that what is mine is mine. I was on Blog Talk Radio recently when DJ Kool AD contacted me and he said, DJ Mona Lisa, I need for you to be on my radio station. I need for you to do a live show, etc. And I was so excited that I spread the news to other DJs, and I found myself even putting them before me. I was like, you know, I'm going to be on campus. I don't know if what time I'll be able to do the show, you can go ahead and take the times that are there right now, and later on I decide I was giving away my blessings. Yes, that. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe. But I thank God that during our conversation, he recognized it, and he said, Mona, no, I will not tolerate such thing. In other words, what he's saying, what is yours is yours. What I give to you and no one else. It's the same thing with you. Whatever God gave to you, I don't care how many copycats want to come and go, nobody going to be able to take your space. Nobody can take the spotlight away from you. There's only one Amara DJ Mona Lisa. There is only one you. Yeah, definitely. Oh, my gosh. Then what about you are a wife and your husband leaves you for another woman? All I would advise you to do during the time that you are anyone's wife, be the best wife that you can be. That's how confident I am. Because the day that he walks out on you, he's going to regret it. He's going to regret it. Oh, yes, because the grass is not always greener on the other side. And if you were a good wife, let me tell you, the day will come when he begs you for forgiveness. You know, so overall, this is what I'm saying. Be confident. Believe in yourself. I met a singer on the road the other day. He's a great singer. Very great. I don't mean ordinary singers just singing some records and you call him that great. No, he's been there, done that. But he was out there on the streets because he needed to purify himself. That's why I went out there too. I needed to purify my soul. I needed to recognize poverty. I needed to have a meeting with poverty. I needed to look poverty in the face and understand it. That is it. So, like I was saying before, a call is coming in, so it's kind of throwing me off, but we march forward in Jesus' name. The thing about it is that there will come a time in your life when there is no one there to back you in your dreams, to make you believe that it can happen. But just make the plans, because your God, my God, is a mysterious God that works in mysterious ways. The secret that the man gave me while I was on the street, I will share it with you. He said, Mona Lisa, I want you to write down all the things that you want to happen for you right now. I just want you to write it down, and every day I need you to go back and look at it. It so happened that I said, I'm going to test this thing for a week. So I wrote down, I want to move in my apartment. I want to pay up the lights, the water, everything, the deposits to move in. And I was having problem getting my money from Jamaica. You know the problem with Jamaica National, playing games with me, refusing to let my money out. But let's forget all about that. Let bygones be bygones. But I put everything on that list. And you want to know what? Everything came through within a week. Again, write down the things you want to accomplish. One by one. If you want to accomplish these things in a month, let's start with a month. Write down 10 things that you want. I want you to get up every day and to look at that list. Focus on that list for at least 15 minutes. And I guarantee you at least 9 of the things are going to happen. Don't forget to pray over that paper. I'm not a paper person because, you know, with the computer technology and being in college and everything, I hate paper. The way that I did it, I sent to myself an email with all the things that I wanted. The next day, I sent myself another email because if one thing happened, I write more things and send myself another email, and then I focus on it, and then, you know, the whole rotation. Believe, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, great things will happen to you. Some people, they have a lot of faith and belief, but they more believe in bad things. Like if somebody say you're going to fall, they believe that, oh, that person going to voodoo me. And they put all their belief in the fact that they're going to fall, that they really fall. I don't want you to do that. I want you to believe that your God can move mountains. I will tell you a story, and it's a true story. One of the father of my children, the father of the twins, he wanted to get his citizenship in America. And in order to get it, he can't owe any child support. Well, he asked one of the mothers of his kids, he asked one of his baby mama, straight up, to write a letter. I advise him to have her write a letter, you know, saying that he's trying to be the best father that he can be. She totally refused to write it. Not because he's a bad father, but because he moved on with his life. Now, I have nothing to do with this dude. I wrote a letter to the immigration. And I can't tell you offhand what I said, but at the end of the day, yes, the father didn't pay the child support, but he's one of the best father a child could ever have. When the child is sick, he's there for her. When any case of emergency, he's there. And he got his citizenship, even without the other baby mother being there for him. So I just want you to know that. There will be people that they feel that they can stop your coup. Uh-huh. And there will be people that they feel like you have moved on to another dimension, and because you refuse to take them with you, that you ain't going nowhere. Well, like my sister said in the letter yesterday, tell Satan, get out of my way in Jesus' name. And most of us, we like to imagine Satan with the, the thing in his forehead, you know, the horns. Yeah, no, stop doing that. Satan, you got to see Satan for who Satan really is. If it's your enemy, that's Satan. If it's your bosom friend, that's Satan. Stop imagining this vain thing and telling this vain thing in your mind to get out of your way. The person that is in your way, you got to start talking positive to them. You got to say, Nola, I know that I do owe you child support, and I know that you feel like you have the upper edge, but you really don't, because my God is able. And not only that, I have a lot of expertise, talents under my belt. You stop one show, many more doors will be open. And of course, I will take care of my obligations. You know what? Talk is very important. Some people put you in a position where you're even afraid to tell them a piece of your mind. Tell them, but don't be like screaming, you know, like most of my Jamaican friends. No, you don't do it like that. The other day, my daughter looked at me and she said, when I grow up, I want to be just like you. And I said, how? And she said, you're just so cool. When you're talking to people that hate you, the way that you do it's so cool, because you know how I go about it. Somebody hates me, I'll be like, hey, what's up? You good? Oh, okay. I see you have your husband there. Nice guy. Yeah. And then I turn to the guy and I'll be like, ah, beautiful woman. Take care of her. Yeah, that's how you deal with the enemy. You ain't going around and talking about what that guy doing with that girl. No. No. Hey, by the way, 5 minutes to go. Don't forget that I will be on Fournier Radio Station, FournierRadio.com, or FournierDJs.com, or FournierNetwork.com. However it goes, you definitely got to check it out. It's F as in Frank, O, N like in Nancy, Y, E as in egg, Fonnière. I'm sure you hear the fun in the word Fonnière. We're going to be having a great time. I'm talking about the most superb DJs in America. That is us, and I'm now on board. We're going to be doing great. Great things are already happening. If great things weren't happening, I would not be a part of this. And I'll be sending out my my schedule out there and expect to have a great show. What will my show be like? I'm thinking about a Quiet Storm show where I just tickle your fancy, make you feel so good. And then I'm also thinking of a talk show. Maybe it could even be a spiritual show. I give you a free reading, huh? You never, ever know. So you just got to wait and see. So let us go over this again. Success. It's not in is or her hands. Where is it? Where is it? Come on, give me that answer. It is in your hands. You hear me? And don't you let anyone pluck it away from you. Believe in yourself. Believe in your God. Do not keep changing your dreams. Just have that one dream and stick to it and don't care what anyone want to say. You understand? And everything will be okay. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, I pray that God will bless each and every individual that listen to this podcast. And remember, I told you, just by the sound of my voice, your life will never be the same again. Within the next 30 days, your life will change. There will be no principalities or powers on the face of the earth that will be able to stop it. All mountains that are in your way will have to move within the next 30 days. Fonnière Radio, don't forget, it's the place to be. Go ahead and Google it. Beautiful people, good afternoon, and may God truly, truly bless you. Amari, DJ Monroe. I can't.